T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do we know how many people are in this program? Is there a census anyway? I mean, it's just a head count, so we can get a fix for how, and pardon the use of that term, a feel for how many people and how many needles are really being used here?
Well, that's a little elusive. I've got to tell you, the health department estimates or guesstimates that there's about 20,000 IV drug users in the city of San Francisco. But that's not a hard number. So we are handing out far and above, you know, what's being used. That's just obvious. You can look at the streets. You go to a homeless encampment every morning when the crews are out there. And yesterday, for example, even the mayor was in a homeless encampment that they were cleaning out. And, you know, there were hundreds of needles that were being pulled out, or at least 100. And, you know, it's also interesting that, you know, in New York, for example, let me give you a little background on this. We started out the needle program. It was one of the first in the nation, and it was called Needle Exchange. The idea was that you would hand them out, and then they would come back and return them. Well, it evolved from exchange, which is you bring and I take back, to needle access. And the idea was, we'll just give them out, maximize it, so you can, more people will have clean needles, and you'll have less IV, you know, drug problems. And so we have different places where you can drop them off, you know, and you have, you know, places you can, boxes you can put them in. But New York has a rule that says if you want 10 or more, or you want 10, you got to bring in 10, or at least set up some sort of exchange. We haven't done it. So Stan, as far as how many people are using them, that's elusive. But we do know that, like a lot of programs, it's just grown every year. And now it's interesting because you have mayoral candidates, you have the everybody from the tourist industry screaming about needles in the streets, but nobody talking about where they're coming from, and they're coming from San Francisco itself. And there's no sign of letting up. Now, the mayor's, you know, set aside, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, $700,000 more for a cleanup crews to go out there and hit the streets. But sometimes you got to report the obvious is when they're decrying them being on the streets or in playgrounds. It's like, where are they coming from?
Phil, I got to ask you.
It's coming from the health department.
Real quick, 30 seconds left. Why don't San Francisco officials require you to hand one in to get a new one?
Because that would inhibit, that would slow things down. The idea was that you wanted to make it as available as possible so people would use them. And that's how it's evolved, Stan. Health in this issue trumps possibly the public health. But that's the decision they're making, and they're all sticking by it. Like I said, every once in a while, you just have to report the obvious, and that was one of the obvious because people were asking, where are all the needles coming from? And the answer is, they're coming from us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.